Oh my god, I was just thinking about you. Yeah, I can't believe you just called me. That's so weird. It's like our brains are synced, even though we're like 500 miles away. So how are you? What are you up to? Yeah, I've got class starting in a few minutes, but I've got plenty of time to chat. I'm just like waiting around by my classroom, so. Yeah, and this professor's like always late, so. Yeah, nothing. I've just been, hanging out and working and, just trucking along, I guess. Dating? No. No, I'm not dating anyone. What? What? There's no sound in my voice. What are you talking about? No, I'm not lying to you. I'm not dating. It sounds like I'm crushing on someone. How could you tell that just from my voice? You can hear me smiling. That's weird. That's a weird thing only best friends could do. Yeah, and you are my weird best friend, so. No, I'm not. No, I'm not crushing on anybody. There's no one. How would you know that? I'm not lying. I just. Look, I've. Okay, it's complicated, all right? It's complicated. Is that enough for you? No, it's just. I mean, yeah, there's someone I've been thinking about, I guess, but it would never work out. It's just it's impossible, actually. It's pretty much impossible. You're gonna make me explain it all, aren't you? Oh my god. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a few reasons, right? That it couldn't work out. And one is that we're just in totally different circles, Like I hang out with, all the people in my department, So like a bunch of artists and writers and, that kind of thing. And he's I don't know, he studies like science or computers or something. So first of all, our friend groups are just completely different. Yeah, he is kind of a nerd. But not in a bad way. I mean, he's super smart and stuff, and that's the other part of this problem, why it's complicated. He Okay, don't think any worse of me. Don't think bad of me for what I'm about to say, but I've been kind of bullying him for a while now. No, not like, I don't know. When I see him, I call him nerd, and I kind of, I just say stuff to him, and because it's like a defense mechanism. You know how I am. Yes, exactly. You know that I just get really mean to people that I like, and I don't know what that weird reaction is, but I do. Yeah, I pretty much bully anyone I've ever had a crush on, so. Yeah, it's just that, I don't know, the other day we were both at my friend's house. And he lives there. I'm friends with his roommate. And I went upstairs to like to get my coat or something, and he like passed out in front of me. And so I grabbed him before he could fall, and I don't know. I helped him. I made sure he was okay, and I helped him kind of get himself back together, and I don't know, just since then I've not really been able to stop thinking about him. And we've been we've been meeting up and like cuddling kind of, and I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with these feelings, you know? Like, I can't just suddenly switch on him and say, hey, I'm only really mean to you because I really like you. What do you mean? You think that's okay? You think I should do that? You think I should, go up to him and say, hey, I want to stop bullying you and I want to be friends with you now? I want to date you? That's ridiculous. There's no way that I could... Oh my god. Hey, I have to call you back. Yeah. No. I'll call you back. Classes start. I gotta go. Okay. Bye. How long have you been standing there, nerd? What, you think it's okay to just sneak up on people? What, were you spying on me or something? You heard me having a phone conversation? You heard me just now? How long have you been standing there? You heard some interesting things. Okay, listen up, nerd. Get over here. No, I don't care that it's time for class. Get over here. You didn't hear anything, okay? Whatever you thought you heard was... It wasn't anything, okay? It was nothing. No, I don't have a crush on anyone. What are you talking about? That is not what I said on the phone. And by the way, it's really none of your business who I was talking to or what I was talking to them about, so I don't know why we're even having this conversation. You think I was having a conversation about you? And why would I do that? I don't think about you. I don't... You're just some guy. Okay, fine. Yes, you... Yeah, you heard me. You heard me talking to my best friend. Mm-hmm. You heard me tell her that I... Oh my god, I can't say it. Because you're looking at me and I... Just look away from me. You heard me telling her that I have a crush on you. I said that I have a crush on you. Okay? You were right, all right? You heard it. You eavesdropped on me and you heard my my secret or whatever. You happy? No, I'm really not... I mean, if you were actually listening, then you know that I'm really not able to... deal with these feelings right now because I don't know what to do with them. What are you doing? You're hugging me? Nerd. That's sweet of you, I guess. You don't have to pay me back for what I did the other week at the party. No, I I saw you were having a medical emergency. I just helped you out. Anyone would do it. Okay, fine. Not everyone would sit there and hold you until you were feeling better, but I... Why are you smiling? What? You think you're seeing some special side of me or something? Well, you're not. This is... Okay, sorry, I know. I'm guarded, okay? I have my walls up. I'm trying. Yeah, you make me feel like... really fluttery inside, and like I'm going crazy. Like you make me think these thoughts that I just don't, I've never really had before, and it's confusing because I bully you so much, and I don't know what to do. I kind of really liked when you were hugging me. Right now? I mean, we have class. I'm sorry, did I hear that correctly? The nerd wants to skip class? Wow, this is... Okay. I mean, yeah, you're acting a little more like me now. Well, what are we gonna do if we skip class together? Cuddle? I mean, yeah, I would like that. I'd like a little more than that, if I'm being honest. And you really want to be around me after how badly I've treated you in the past? I mean, seriously, I've spent so much time trying to embarrass you in front of other people and trying to... Okay, I'll take that as confirmation that you like me back, maybe? I guess I'm kind of glad you overheard that conversation. Otherwise, I don't think I would have ever gotten the courage to tell you how I really feel. So, I guess let's get out of here. How about we go to my place? We can cuddle in privacy. There. Come on.